God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 312. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for many prophets do prophesy falsely about the end times, the last days being upon the earth. But I have reserved for myself a few prophets who have not turned their mouths to Baal, who have not turned away from me, but turned towards me, who seek my face and seek the word that comes from me, saith God. For on the earth now comes distress of nations with perplexity. And I say unto you, if you will listen to those who speak truly the things that are happening upon the earth, you will hear from me, and you will know the days and the hours that are ahead, saith the Lord.
Prepare, says the Lord, to receive a new anointing upon your life, saith God. Yes, a fresh and new anointing. For even this day, saith God, you have gone from glory to the next glory of my heaven, saith God. And there you shall see things like you've never seen before. There you shall understand things like you've never understood before. There you shall see my glory, saith God, like you've never seen it before. For I shall expose many things to you, my children, in this hour to prepare you for the days ahead. Be strengthened by my words now, saith God, for indeed it is already done.
Time and hour, when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world. For it is the last days. It is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore, I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word, saith your Father God.
Welcome to Signs of the Times International Radio Broadcast. To the whole world by shortwave, internet, and podcasting. Also, I am working on an internet TV channel, prayerfully coming soon. The Bible says very clearly that in the latter days, God will pour out His wrath upon the earth. Though today's last days are not that time, yet we are now beginning to see what that might be like. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, there is no better time to get saved than during tonight's program. I am not talking about religion, folks. I'm talking about relationship. If you do not understand the difference between religion and relationship, please use the contact information at the end of this program. But for now, stay tuned for an all-news, prophecy news behind the news program. But first this, as you listen and enjoy this program, please pray about helping us stay on the air. This program is listener supported. No one at Signs is paid anything, so please be assured all offerings go only to purchase radio time, not stained glass windows or big plush stuffed chairs or Cadillac cars. I'm sitting in a chair right now that was purchased for $15 in a yard sale, and I drive a 1997 Ford vehicle. You are listening to the Signs of the Times International Radio, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be His watchman. Now a short teaching. Strange fire in the house of God. No one fully understands what Nadab and Abihu did to prompt God to strike them dead in the sanctuary of Israel. The Bible says they loaded their fire pans with incense, ignited the substance, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which He had not commanded them to do. As a result of their carelessness and irreverent behavior, fire came from God's presence and consumed them. Though we don't know the details of what Nahab and his brother did with the holy incense, we know they were careless and irreverent about the things of God. This ancient story has relevant applications for us today. We no longer use incense or fire pans in our worship, but we are expected to handle God's word with care and minister to his people in the fear of the Lord. I do that every time that I make this program, in the fear of the Lord, with prayer and sometimes even fasting. In other words, no funny business allowed. We aren't allowed to mix God's word with foreign concepts or mix our worship with pagan practices. Yet, in various churches around this country and around the world, it is emerging that strange fire is spreading in our midst. Even in churches that call themselves spirit-filled. My. Revelation chapter 8, verse 5. And the angel took the censer, and filled it with the fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thunders, and lightnings, and an earthquake. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. Change for the worse. President Obama has presented the most irresponsible budget in U.S. history. His fiscal year 2010 budget projects federal spending of $3.5 trillion and a federal deficit of $1.75 trillion. In other words, 50% of the government's budget consists of red ink. The bare fact is that the U.S. government is going to have to borrow or print half of the money it intends to spend in Obama's first budget. The U.S. might not even make it to 2012 before it is a banana republic. Watchman comment. Can anybody say, my oh my? Continuing. Pope rescinds promotion of Katrina Pastor. Pope Benedict XVI formally rescinded the promotion of an ultra-conservative priest who came under fire for suggesting that God punish New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina. The Vatican announcement confirmed a previous decision by the priest, Reverend Gerhard Mara Wagner, to give up the promotion. Wagner also has characterized Harry Potter novels as satanic. Watchman comment, rescind nothing, Pope. Make this guy the Pope. He at least knows the truth. Katrina was God's punishment, and Harry Potter novels are satanic. Take that, all you apostate Potter fans. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee. Watchman comment, that's the words of the Bible, not me. If the shoe fits, my friend, wear it. Continuing. U.S. rattled as Mexico drug war bleeds over the border. While U.S. authorities stress they have not seen anything like the kind of street battles and horrific beheadings that are now common in Mexico, they are already taking action to curb what has become known as overspill from Mexico. The U.S. Senate lawmakers are holding hearings to assess the ability of U.S. security forces to deal with the rise in crime on the U.S. side of the border. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. New Iron Curtain will split EU's rich and poor. Eastern European countries gave an apocalyptic warning of hordes of unemployed workers heading west as a new Iron Curtain divides rich from poor inside of Europe. 20 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Western leaders were told that 5 million jobs could be lost in the new European Union countries of the East unless radical action were taken to bail them out. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. And he causeth all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. continuing. Flu season brings deaths and school closures. In Maryland, a 13-year-old boy died after a brief but violent battle with what doctors believe was influenza. A week later, a school in Virginia shut down for a day when nearly 200 of its students were absent due to sicknesses. According to the weekly flu report by the CDC, his death was just one of 8 flu-associated deaths among children reported so far, with the week ending last month, February 21st. Watchman comment, I truly believe the flu shots themselves are responsible, as flu viruses mutate yearly due to those so-called flu vaccines. And they want us to stop taking antibiotics because the so-called viruses become immune to them. Well, what about their flu shots? My. Continuing. Government again concedes vaccine cause autism. My. What have I told you about this? Continuing. The United States government has once again conceded that vaccine causes autism. The announcement comes on the heels of recently unsealed court case of Bailey Banks versus HMS. The ruling states the court found that Bailey would not have suffered this delay but for the administration of the MMR vaccine. A proximate sequence of cause and effect leading inexorably from vaccination to PDD, autism. Banks versus HHS is a second known case where the vaccine court could not deny the overwhelming evidence showing vaccines caused a child's autism. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I speak truth about MMR, the triple-in-one mumps, measles, rubella vaccine. But please remember, almost all shots and vaccines can, and some do, contain dangerous chemicals that are not limited to, but include lead, mercury, ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, formaldehyde, etc., etc., etc. Continuing. South Asian countries plan EU-style union by 2015. The leaders of 10 Southeast Asian countries have signed a declaration to integrate their economies and construct an economic and political union modeled on that of the European Union by 2015. The plan looks to build a single market, although without a euro-style common currency, within 6 years. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Continuing. USA Oregon, deep quake in southwest was a rare one. A light earthquake deep under the mountains of southwestern Oregon may have left many slumbering at 2 a.m. on February 26, but a geologist said it was an eye-opener. The quake was about 24 miles deep and arose from a plate of basalt underneath the Pacific Ocean sliding beneath the North American continent. For years, the scientists doubted that such deep quakes happened under Oregon. The quake was light at a magnitude 4.1, but it's a sign that one of magnitude 6 or 7 could arise from that slab or tectonic plate, known as the Juan de Fuca plate. The plate is the source of many earthquakes of great magnitude in the Puget Sound area, but it is under great stress there. Scientists say it was the only type earthquake of its kind to hit within miles of the region since 1833. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Dangerous stem cell research. While the Japanese and U.S. findings proved it was possible to create stem cells from a patient's skin, the Japanese used cells from a 36-year-old woman's face, and the American used those from an infant's foreskin. Both teams used viruses to insert the 4 necessary reprogramming genes into the genome of a mature skin cell. The use of viruses is associated with an increased risk of cancer and developmental disabilities, and according to the Nature paper, may also cause unpredictable genetic dysfunction. My. Risk of cancer? Unpredictable genetic dysfunction? This proves the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, as truth. I used to work in the genetic science world, don't you know? I know the dangers. Continuing. Yes, we can means no, we can't. Listen to what Obama and the social science world managers are really saying. Understand that their "we" does not include you or me. To them, we are dumb and dumber who will not be allowed to make personal decisions for ourselves or our children. Please explain this to your friends and family and to every elected official you know who still has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mind that is not so dull it can't understand, just like dumb and dumber. Watchman comment. What has the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, been warning about God Father and this stuff all along? Continuing. Surveillance court quietly moving. Created in 1978 to curtail abusive government spying, the surveillance court first, the workers encased the room in reinforced concrete. Then came the thick wooden metal doors that sealed the walls. Behind those walls, they labored in secret for 2 years, building a courtroom, judges' chambers, and clerks' offices. The only sign that they were done came recently when biometric hand scanners and green restricted access play cards were placed at the entrances. What workers have finally completed, or perhaps not, few really know, and none will say exactly what it is. Is it the nation's most secure courtroom for its most secure court? For what purpose? For maybe Christians? For maybe you and me? The court has 11 judges appointed to 7-year terms by the Chief Justice of the USA. My. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Continuing, Arizona neighbors complain about sexually oriented temple church. The 48-year-old priestess was unapologetic about the temple and its views on sex, which she says are far more enlightened than those of most other religions. Watchman comment. Yeah, and those of the Bible also. My. A waiver that members sign states, I acknowledge that I will not receive any type of sexual gratification in exchange for money during my session at the temple. My. A citizen's complaint to police alleges that prices listed at the temple say services are $204 for an hour and $440 for 2.5 hours, but do not say what those services are. Watchman comment. My. This is occult witchcraft, temple prostitution. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Witchcraft, revelings, and such like. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Continuing, Christians at Chino Prophecy Conference say Christ is predicted by ancient Bible prophets. The Bible calls it the Great Tribulation, a time of devastating world war, famine, pestilences, and religious persecution, according to LaHaye. Watchman comment, LaHaye has the tribulation mixed in with the Great Tribulation. They are not, I repeat, not biblically the same thing. Continuing, Christ, prior to the tribulation, will whisk to heaven those who believe in him on this side of eternity. Evangelical theologians call this the rapture. Watchman comment, some of you are going to get mad at me and maybe even hate me here, but the truth is, and if you believe I have spoken truth so far, as I always do, listen carefully. The pre-trib teaching is false. There is no pre-trib in the Bible. Scripture must be taken out of context and twisted to make pre-trib work. As a matter of fact, pre-trib began in the late 1800s with a vision from a 16-year-old Scottish girl. Matthew chapter 24, verses 27 through 31. For the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Matthew 24, verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Verse 31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Watchman comment, sounds like the rapture to me. Immediately after the tribulation, Now that, my friends, is all consecutively contained scripture, not jumping all over the Bible. Now, listen, mid-trib, post-trib will fit, depending on how you look at it, but certainly not pre-trib. Continuing. Humans facing huge population call if global temperatures rise 4 degrees centigrade. Survival experts say that humans won't be able to handle the heat if temperatures rise a predicted 4 degrees C. Science fiction? No, not really. This is the doomsday prediction if global temperatures make a predicted rise of that 4 degrees C in the next 100 years. I got news for them that it won't last that long. Some fear it could happen by 2050. Watchman comment. No. It will happen long before that. Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. 2 months into 2009, U.S. deaths spiked in Afghanistan. During the first 2 months of 2009, the number of U.S. deaths in Afghanistan was more than three times as high as the same period in 2008. In January and February, 29 U.S. troops died in Afghanistan, compared with 8 in the first 2 months of 2008. Watchman comment, have you noticed there are zero casualty figures coming out of Iraq now? Continuing, Obama names pro-abortion Kathleen Sebelius health secretary. Strongly pro-abortion Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has accepted President Barack Obama's request to serve as health secretary. Sebelius was one of the most radical pro-abortion persons on record of any elected official and has had a long-standing relationship with a late-term abortion practitioner. Watchman comment, oh great, a health secretary that kills babies. Now how is that good for the baby's health? My. Continuing, Obama tells powerful lobbies, bring it on. President Barack Obama challenged the nation's vested interest to a legislative duel, saying he will fight to change health care, energy, and education in dramatic ways that will upset the status quo. Watchman comment, upset the status quo? One more admission by Godfather that what he is doing and plans to do is not normal. Continuing, droughts may lay waste to parts of the United States. The world's preeminent climate scientists produced a blunt assessment of the impact of global warming on the U.S., warning of droughts that would reduce American Southwest to a wasteland and heat waves that would make life impossible even in northern cities. The melting snowpack could lead to severe drought from California to Oklahoma. In the Midwest, diminishing rains and shrinking rivers were lowering water levels in the Great Lakes, even to the extent where it could affect shipping. Romans chapter 2, verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Continuing, U.S. scientists, climate change evidence unequivocal. Scientists for the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change say that the group's latest findings on global warming show rapidly increasing carbon dioxide emissions and quickly shrinking Arctic ice. To compound matters, a separate study released finds the melting of polar ice is more severe than previously thought. Watchman comment, those last two reports prove prophecy that you have heard on this program that says that the shores of America and the world will begin to flood. Romans chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasureth up into thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We know that the signs of the times are well past the stage of beginning to come to pass. It is my prayer that at least some of the sleeping masses will come fully awake to the words of the Lord Jesus, and rather than look in any direction in this world, that they would look up and repent. For the Savior will mercifully pardon and save his people to the uttermost. Seek him now with all your heart, and he will visit you with grace. It's your only hope.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some call it a signal report. 1-607-201-5663. Please write SIGNS, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that N. Y-13797 is the zip code in the USA. With your comments, your tithes. If you don't have a church and you're not going anywhere, you need to pay your tithes. Love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. Will you take the time to let me know you care about this program tonight? And by calling, it will help keep it on the air. Please call right now or as soon as the program ends. Is there anyone listening tonight? Can I hear from you? Here is a radio check I have received to give you an idea how to give that radio check.
Yes, Brother Johnson there. Phil here, Brother Phil, I guess, up in Manitoba. I heard you last night pretty clear. I think it was at 9:30. Yeah, on 3.1 there. Keep up the good work there, and I might have some money here so I could help you out a bit. Probably do 30 or something, maybe more. Okay, take care then. Yeah, God bless you. Bye.
Praise the Lord, Brother Phil, up there, and I think it's Manitoba, Canada. God bless you for thinking about sending something in to help support this program. I know we have many, many listeners in Canada, but I have no supporters there yet. So if someone up in Canada besides Brother Phil would like to help to support Signs Radio, I really would appreciate it. Maranatha. Now there, it takes only a few seconds. And really, the cost is minimal to you to call my 24-hour voicemail and record just for a few seconds. But there is only one line, so please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from all my friends, and it will go a long way in encouraging me to keep on keeping on. Caller right, Signs. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY 13797, or call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. I really do appreciate every one of my friends who listen to this program, many who listen to every one every time it's on the air. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB, frequency 3.185. Be blessed, my friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have absolutely, positively nothing to fear about the end times. Would I not tell you the truth, as I do all the time on this program? Revelation chapter 13, verses 7, 8, and 9. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, speaking of the Antichrist, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Wow, that is a warning, my friends. I pray your name is listed in that Lamb's Book of Life. For this warning is the next sign to come upon the earth in Revelation 13. We are about to see Revelation 13 unfold very soon. And it just may be unfolding right now. Get ready, Jesus is coming. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the Signs ministers love you. Maranatha, our good friends, until the next time when we meet again on Signs International Radio, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready. get ready. Amen.